Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Here's a little collection of texts, the mood for Ange Postecoglou, who is inevitably going to Tottenham Hotspur from here. Come on, you Spurs. You know I'm in my element when Ange is the talk of the town. 20-year journey and what a marvellous journey with still the best to come. Is Ange the best sporting coach externally and internally we've had? Multiple championships everywhere he's gone. I think he is. And this is the icing on top. Asian Cups, World Cups, etc. That's from Lou. What an achievement by Ange. Truly amazing achievement. Monumental. By the way, if you haven't seen the stadium that he'll be coached in, have a look. Simply amazing. Yes, we've been Google Earthing during the ad breaks as we're doing a crash course in Spurs. Benjamin, the boss puts football players back in their place so they don't get ahead of themselves. And so they are playing more pure and as a team, not as an individual. I've not watched the EPL since Fox lost the rights. Once Ange signs, I'm going to get my Optus subscription. I'm in awe of this man. That's Paul from Rockhampton. It would be absolute career suicide for Ange if he went to Spurs. Better off staying at Celtic or any other EPL club. Levy doesn't allow managers to do their job without his own input. That's from Daniel. The love for Ange Postecoglou is personified by Rod Stewart when he recently played in Melbourne. Enormous screen showcasing Ange. So good. That's from Brad. I hope Ange does well. Recent history for managers at Tottenham hasn't ended well, though. I hope it changes with Ange. This is hard to say, coming from an Arsenal supporter. As a dyed-in-the-wool Arsenal supporter, how do I hate Tottenham now? Damn you, Ange. That's from Chris. And on they go. 0433 98 11 16 40 Winks Temper Text. Temper a mattress like no other. So let's find out the latest on where this story sits on Monday night in London. Jack Pitbrook covers Tottenham for The Athletic. Jack, welcome to SEN.
Thanks for having me.
How certain is it, Jack, that Ange Postecoglou will be the new manager of Tottenham Hotspurs?
I think it's pretty much 100% certain. It would take a huge disaster for him not to be announced as manager on Tuesday morning UK time, I think. I get the impression that ever since the end of Celtic's Scottish Cup final win on Saturday afternoon, things have moved pretty quickly across Sunday and Monday, and almost everything, I think, has now been agreed.
How has it developed over the past week or so?
So I think Ange was basically competing with Luis Enrique in the week when May became June. They were the last two contenders left in the process. I think Tottenham have run a very, very thorough process. You know, they got rid of Antonio Conte in March, so they spent a lot of time thinking about this. They want to get it absolutely right. They've done a long due diligence stage, multiple rounds of interviews. I think it was basically down to Ange and Luis Enrique. And I know that Luis Enrique has a slightly, probably more glamorous CV, but I think Ange really gives them what they wanted this summer, which is a guy who can come in and really change the ethos and culture around the club, somebody who can really get the players behind him, get the fans behind him, basically do everything that he did at Celtic, which has hugely impressed people at Tottenham. And I think basically a week or so ago, maybe a bit more, they decided that and it would have to be Postecoglou. He was the preferred candidate over Luis Enrique. And then they wanted to keep, out of respect to Celtic, they wanted to keep everything quiet until Celtic finished their season. And things have moved pretty quickly since then.
Is Ange an unlikely choice for Tottenham in theory?
Yeah, he is an unlikely choice. You know, two of Tottenham's last three managers who they've appointed, they've been Jose Mourinho in 2019, who obviously came in having been like the most successful and famous manager in European football over the last 20 years. He did really badly, but he came in with a huge reputation. And then 2 years after that, they got Antonio Conte, who again came in with a huge reputation. He'd won the league in England, he'd won the league in Italy. He's won basically everywhere he's been. He came in with as much of a great reputation as Mourinho did, and he did just as badly as Mourinho. So Tottenham have clearly appointed by reputation. in the last few years. It's got them absolutely nowhere. So in that sense, I think Postecoglou does represent a big change in policy from Tottenham, from the types of managers they've appointed in the past.
What sort of crash courses have been done in Ange's history and what he's achieved?
Well, I think a lot of people, me included, and lots of Spurs fans, have learnt a lot in the last week or so. You know, when it first became clear that he had a really good shot at the job, you'd get some fans saying, oh, you know, he's never managed in the Premier League, he's never done anything in the Champions League, he's not even been tested in the other big European leagues like France, Italy, Germany, Spain. But you see more and more people, I think, are learning about him. They're liking what they see. And just if you go on social media, you'll see so many Spurs fans sharing clips of Ange, particularly either from the Australian national team or from Celtic. And you see the way that he talks to players and he motivates them, like in the dressing room and on the training ground. And I think people think this guy is something special, like he's something different. We don't normally see football managers who've got that much of a personal touch and who have that much of a kind of gift and capacity with words. And that really stands out to people because the last few years of Tottenham have been miserable. And even their brilliant, highly paid, formerly successful managers have come in and they haven't really enjoyed it. They haven't engaged with the fans. They haven't motivated the players. They never really looked like they wanted to be in charge of Tottenham. And when you see Ange talk and the way that he connects with people, both the fans and the players, you recognise that he is a bit different and a bit special.
Do you feel like whatever resistance there was at the start has been largely broken down, or will there be a core who don't have the imagination for this?
It would be wrong for me to say that there are no skeptics left. You know, there certainly are still skeptics. There are people who say that he's not really tested at the highest level in European football, which I don't think is unfair. There are some people who are so implacably opposed to Daniel Levy that whoever Tottenham appointed now, they would oppose the appointment because they say, oh, you know, it's just yet another failed Levy appointment. So there are some people who it will be harder to win over, but I think the kind of majority of mainstream opinion have, I think, been won over in the last week by what the things they have learned about Ange. And I certainly think that the first time Ange opens his mouth as Tottenham manager in his first press conference, which I don't think will be soon or probably be later in June, I think he will really, really impress people because we know he's such a great talker and I think he will continue to win Spurs fans around.
How powerful has the example of Celtic been? Big club, hugely successful, demanding, but he seems to have formed a connection, certainly to the Celtic fans, where they might be the most heartbreaking, broken people in sport over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I got a message from a Celtic fan the other day just saying he'd spent Saturday crying his eyes out at a barbecue. I hope I'm allowed to mention that on air. But yeah, clearly Celtic fans are really upset by this. And I do think, you know, Tottenham fans, and particularly the people who run Tottenham, will have really taken their cue from what they saw at Celtic. They will have noticed that when Ange went into Celtic, there were doubts about him. The fans were unhappy. Everyone was a bit dissatisfied by how the last few years had gone, and they weren't. You know, they left a bit of a sour taste with some of the recent managerial changes there. And yet, what he did, which is such a powerful thing in football, was to instill a clear set of ideas which all the players bought into, and then the fans really bought into the football, and then all of a sudden you've got all the disparate parts of the club, you know, the fans, the players, the manager, the boardroom, all pulling in the same direction. As everyone who loves sports knows, that's such a powerful thing. Like, if you have that, then your team is in a really, really good position. And I already feel like Celtic, even in the last day or so, Celtic fans are sad about the fact they're going to lose this. And this is the one thing that Tottenham have really lacked. Like, Tottenham have not had that sense of unity, that sense of alignment over the last few seasons. So if that can come back at Spurs, then I think Spurs will feel really, really vindicated following the example of what Ange did at Celtic and trying to get him to recreate it at Tottenham.
So we've spoken a lot about Spurs. So Ange is special, Jack, and you'll learn that firsthand. Is Spurs a good choice for him?
Well, I think it's a really hard job at the moment. There's a lot going for it. You know, they've got, I think, the best stadium in the country. I think they've got one of the best training grounds in Europe. It's a club that a lot of people do want to work at because it's in London and they're in the Premier League and they're very stable behind the scenes and they've got a bit of money, not as much money as some people. But it's tough because the team's been rubbish for the last few years. They've only qualified for the Champions League one season out of the last four. They're currently trying, you know, all the players' confidence has been destroyed, particularly by last season where Antonio Conte basically went to war with the players, which was terrible for the club. And they've got a really difficult transition away from the older generation of players. You know, we're expecting Hugo Lloris to leave this summer. Eric Dier and Harry Kane have got 1 year left in their contract. So all those old guys who've been there a long time are going to go. They really have to kind of usher in this new generation of young players, turn them into senior players, give them more responsibility in the team. So it's a really, really tough job. That said, I think because it's so tough, it makes more sense to appoint someone who's a bit different, who's got something a bit special about them, who can convince people to be patient, which is something that Tottenham really, really need. They need a manager who can convince people to be patient. And that's why I think they've taken this. It certainly is a brave decision to go for Ange, but I think it could turn out to be a far-sighted one.
What sort of timeline? How patient would a people and a club be as Ange builds his system?
That's a really good question, because Tottenham really, they really, really want to be in the Champions League, and they haven't been in the Champions League enough recently. And if Spurs, you know, let's hypothetically, if in the second half of next season Spurs are kind of around fourth or fifth or sixth, then I think people will be fine with that, because, you know, a lot can change in the second half of the season. But if Spurs are kind of, if Spurs are having a bad season and they're around, I don't know, eighth, ninth or tenth, then I think, I wonder if people start to get anxious. Personally, I think there's no point in, if you appoint a new manager, you have to give him the backing and time. You have to allow for some teething issues. Like, clearly it's going to be a difficult transition. The style of football is going to be so different from what they're used to. The style of motivation, man management will be very different from what they're used to. They're going to lose really good players. The replacements will take a time to settle. So I don't think anybody could expect Tottenham to be top of the league in September, October, November.
Ange has a dogma about the way his teams play. Is that an exciting prospect for Tottenham?
It's certainly an exciting prospect for the fans. You know, just over 4 years ago, Tottenham opened, like I said, one of the best stadiums in Europe, a stadium they spent £1.2 billion on, a stadium that's just had Beyonce playing there for the last week, earning huge amounts of money for the club. And yet the managers that they've appointed have filled it with almost unwatchable football. Like, the quality of football Tottenham have played in the last few years has been awful. You know, not just, first there was Mourinho, then there was Nuno, and then there was Conte. And it's been so far away from what you would expect when you open an arena like this. So I think there's a really, really big desire, particularly from the fans, but also from the club as well, to get Tottenham back to playing exciting, watchable, entertaining football. You know, no one's expecting Ange to come in and win the league, although it'd be great if he did. But I think if it's that, having that kind of, like, wanting, people want to look forward to going to Tottenham games again, and that's something they haven't had for a while.
So just as we finish, Jack, so Ange has been through the local league in Melbourne. He's won the National League in Australia. He's won an Asian Cup, which was such a big moment for our country. He won the J-League in Japan. He wins the Scottish League 2 years running there, and the treble. How big a job is this? When the announcement is made potentially tomorrow, how big is the Spurs job in the scheme of things?
I think a lot of those jobs have been very, very hard in their own way. Like managing a country is really, really difficult, because, you know, you don't have control of, you can't buy and sign, you can't buy players. And there's a huge, you are the kind of public face of the whole country's football. Obviously, Celtic is a hugely hard job. Like, Celtic is a unique club in so many ways. It's got a huge global fan base. So I think he's really, really used to pressure. And I don't doubt that he can hack the pressure at all. If there's one, the one difficult thing is that the Premier League is now absolutely flooded with the best players and the best managers in the world, pretty much. Like, the standard in the Premier League is so high. And I think every single week he'll be coming up against a team which is, he'll be coming up against a manager who's more experienced at this level than him. He'll be coming up against a team who will be full of very, very good players who've been handpicked from across the best other teams in Europe. And I just think if it takes him a little bit too long to learn at the start, then I think that's when it might get a little bit sticky if results struggle at the start. And I think, I really, really hope that if it does take a while for results to show, the fans and the board continue to have loyalty and faith in him, because I'm sure it will be worth it in the end. But I just think it might be a little bit tricky at the start.
You're about to have a huge wave of Australian fans take up Tottenham. Yesterday morning, we were hearing from those. A lot of us have an EPL team traditionally, and they're all just wondering whether they abandon what they've had and move with Ange, or whether they add a second team. It's quite a thing for Australian sports fans at the moment, Jack, to grapple with.
Yeah, and fortunately, I think Tottenham are going to Australia on their pre-season tour. I think they've got a game in Perth in July. So clearly, you know, every Premier League club is very interested in building up their brand around the world. I think that's not unique to Tottenham. Tottenham have worked pretty hard on it with quite a lot of success, I think, over the last few years. And what I found, certainly from, say, if you look at the example of the USA, Tottenham have taken on lots and lots of fans in the US over the last 10 years. And I think it's because they're right at that sweet spot between being, they're like a glamorous name with a great history and a tradition of having great players and great managers. But because they haven't won the Premier League since 1961, it feels like a quest. Like supporters, they haven't won a trophy since the late 2000s. So there's this sense of quest of like, can we achieve something new that we haven't achieved for a long time? And that makes it more exciting, I think, for new fans. And certainly that's been the case in the US. And I wonder whether lots of Australians might be attracted to that sense of a voyage as well.
We will all be on the voyage with you, Jack. Thanks a lot for your insights today. And enjoy the next 24 hours or so.
Thanks for having me.
Jack Pitbrook, who writes the Tottenham brief for The Athletic. I'm a massive Spurs fan, have been for close to 20 years. On top of that, Ange used to be my landlord. Boy, am I regretting moving house. That's from Adam in Malvern. Ange, South Melbourne legend, he's one of our own. Costa from Mulgrave. Where will the appointment of Ange rate in Aussie sports history? Rare and first ever achievement. This is from Lee. Not as big as the America's Cup, but Scott's Masters, perhaps. Oh, imagine if he has success there and they lift a trophy. James, heading over to England for the Ashes. A stadium tour at Tottenham is now on the list. And Targ is in Bendigo. Have no idea about soccer. Could never find a team to follow. But now I have a reason. Could you tell me where the EPL is up to? I don't know if it's even on at the moment. Go Spurs, I'm all in. So the crash course on Spurs, the crash course on the EPL. The new season will start on the 12th. Of August. So tomorrow, London time, is the anticipation. So Tuesday morning in London. And then Ange, from what Jack was just telling us there, probably late June, his first press conference as Spurs coach.